Hello, humanoids! This is episode 2 of Apocalypse Tomorrow, and if we didn't lose you on the first one, then that's great, because this episode, I really think our three characters come into their own. The nerves are out a bit, and I think this is where... my cat just jumped onto my lap. Hi, Artemis. This is kind of where we solidify our three hunters and begin even more insane goofs to come. So, truly thank you for listening, and enjoy episode 2 of Apocalypse Tomorrow.
It's time to soak in those dangerous gamma rays and get some sunshine in. Nothing but clear skies ahead. So remember to put sunscreen on the nearest zombie to you to prevent super cancer. I'm just kidding. I hope they all burn to undeath under the sun. Speaking of bright and dangerous lights, little radioactive birdies have whispered in old Poppy's one good ear, telling tales of strange green flashes deep in the woods at night. And not just that, other rare things have been going on, and old Giles is beginning to get a bit spooked. But no matter, I've got an extra pair of trousers, and I live with a ghost, so spooking is just a part of my everyday. Incidentally, I dug up an old tomb called the Hope-topic and found an ancient waveform that matches the screaming and wailing of the ghost who won't shut up at 3 in the morning. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this ditty with your morning cup of pea juice.
Nailed it.
Did I get that correct, that he lives with a ghost?
Yes. Yeah. And he has an extra pair of trousers.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Both key points.
Equally important.
Equally important.
You awaken to the sounds of a radio show broadcast. You ended your night in the basement and now know that it is morning. Quite the harrowing experience last night of the two tenants of this lone farmhouse. One good doctor.
I try.
Hang on. Damn it, I didn't write your guys' names down. I'm going to try and remember. It's Dr. Jacob.
Yeah.
Yes. Really? And?
Also a J.
Also a J. Jungo. Yes. Man, we're going to have to redo this intro, guys. This fucking sucks.
What are you talking about? This is exactly what it should be.
This is the intro.
You make it upstairs through the couch, the hinged couch floor, and see the remaining four zombies just idly kind of wandering around within the gate. The gate, I will also mention, is still open. So no other zombies have wandered in thus far, but that doesn't mean they won't. What are you all doing? What's the plan?
I hadn't thought that far ahead.
To the first thing?
Yeah.
We should probably get rid of the zombies that are wandering the yard, I'm assuming. I don't know how you all like to run your yard, but I feel like zombies in the yard are not the best occupants.
No, it's typically been a zombie-free yard. Like to keep it that way.
We try. Well, how do we want to get rid of them?
Best way I found is a shot to the head.
And we do have the gun.
I did notice that Jungo has some sort of fork that seems to work fairly well.
Yeah, it works okay.
I don't know if I should have the gun. I don't know if the gun's best for this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you seem to handle it pretty well yesterday.
I could use the practice, I guess.
I mean, it can't hurt. There's only four of them, and they're literally in a fenced yard, so...
And they don't seem to be coming at us right now. You could take a couple pot shots.
Oh, yes. I'll get down on the ground and get a little sandbag.
Yeah.
Take them out.
Let's do it. Just open the window and start blasting at them.
So we'll just start blasting.
Yeah.
The barrel's so long.
It's like right in front of them. Do we have limited ammunition?
I haven't looked.
You do have limited ammunition to a point. I'm not gonna like keep track super super hard, but you can't just be like firing things off. The other thing you know is that it's gonna make sound, and you don't know if there are more in the surrounding area, but you know for sure that the ones in the yard, as soon as your first shot is going to alert them immediately, and they're gonna start coming at you. So you know that you can maybe get one off before the rest of them kind of go nuts, if you want to go that route.
Is there one out there that looks stronger than the others? Maybe we should go for him first.
Is there a very sickly-looking zombie, perhaps, I could dispatch?
I feel like all zombies are kind of sickly-looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of the whole thing with zombies.
I'm saying if we have the element of surprise, you take out the strongest one first, and then we'll get the other ones after.
Yeah. Sounds great. Should we do it quietly, perhaps? Sneak around? So not to erase the alarm?
I feel like that barrel could probably reach them from the house, no?
I mean, you get one pretty point blank with that kind of gun.
That's what I'm saying.
But after that one...
Well, why don't you and I go out there while the doctor here takes the first pot shot, and then we'll pincer move them or something.
I know you have a better relationship with the doctor here, but I would prefer to be behind him while he's shooting.
We're all about gun safety in this house, okay?
I know, maybe I'll go out, you take the first shot, and then I'll get them to chase me, and then you just keep shooting while they chase me, and I'll just run for my life.
Seems reckless.
Well,
I like it.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
I will say these zombies are particularly fast, as I was running for my life from them yesterday.
This is true.
But you broke your leg, though. You were obviously faster than normal, or slower than normal yesterday.
Yeah, given that, but just keep that in mind.
Okay, how about this? I'm not so good at the fisticuffs, so why don't we sneak into the yard, I'll close the door, squeeze, turn, and then you two get two of them, and then we'll...
Do you have the baby knob on the inside, too?
Yes.
Yep.
Safety first.
What are you trying to keep in this yard?
Babies.
I mean, it makes sense, I guess. I don't know what kind of doctor you are, but I didn't pick you
Never said I was a good doctor.
Oh, come now. You're the best around.
That's true. That's true.
Facts.
Are there any zombies in the house?
No. They are okay. All outside of your house. One of you to read a bad situation.
I'll do that.
Just for a rules clarification, we don't lose any harm points after a long rest, right?
Moderate wounds will improve when your hunter has a chance to rest up, a decent night's sleep, or get some treatment. This reduces an injury by one harm. Okay, you all get that one harm back, feeling a little more rejuvenated. Doctor, give me that read a bad situation.
Right.
Snake eyes?
Snake eyes.
Oh, boy.
You step outside, your gun barrel first. And right as you look towards the zombie, a snake jumps out from underneath the porch and attaches itself to your face.
Go ham, fucking snake.
Everything in the wasteland's dead, except these! Except these!
On a miss, you might misread the situation.
There is no zombies out here at all.
No way. No way.
Oh, I get experience for this, right? Do I get double for sucking so bad?
No, you just get one.
Okay.
That could be incentive to roll snake eyes. Double XP.
Dr. Jacob, what happens is you step outside sneaking, turn, this snake jumps onto your face, you immediately fire off the gun, and all of the zombies are now alerted and running towards the three of you. What would you all like to do?
Shoot him in the face.
All right. Make that attack roll, good sir. Kick some ass. Plus tough.
Five.
A five. My, oh my. A rough
keep
morning.
Up, guys. We're still waking up.
On a miss, you get your ass kicked instead. You jump out the door to try and get the snake off of Jacob's face, and in doing so, a zombie actually closes the distance on you and tackles you to the ground. They, like, claw at you, suffering one harm, but you negate it. You are now in a whole heap of trouble. Junko, your turn.
I'm going to try to protect or pull the zombie off of Colton here.
Okay, you want to try and pull him off?
Yeah.
Roll plus tough.
All right. 10 total.
Hey.
Nice. You get to choose an extra. So you suffer little harm. All impending danger is now focused on you. You inflict harm on the enemy, or you hold the enemy back.
So I get to pick two. Okay, I'll do all impending danger is now focused on me, and I hold the enemy back.
In doing so, you grab onto the zombie. It tries and... to like bite at you and manages to claw you. So you actually do suffer one harm, but Colton, you are freed up as this zombie is wrenched off of you. It's up to any of you now.
I would assume the doctor's not like super fast, right? Like essentially, would it make sense for Colton to go close the door and then come back?
Are there more zombies right outside the fence? Because if the door's open, we want to stop more from getting in. But if there aren't any in the immediate area, the door doesn't matter as much.
True.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. We are going to use a mechanic that doesn't exist in Powered by the Apocalypse, a D6 luck check. So you want a high number here, just one dice.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Let's get another one. Let's go.
Hey, it's a six.
Oh!
Doctor, you, with a snake on your face, do a quick scan around and are able to survey kind of your surrounding area and the fence, and it doesn't look like there are any around that you can see at all.
Okay, in that case, he's
going to... Other than the one
to...
charging towards you, sorry.
Right, right. It's his non-dominant eye that is covered with the snake mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets... Actually, he stays laying down, and he props the gun up against his knee, and he fires into the horde.
Okay.
With his good eye. He wants to avoid shooting near to the good boys.
That's probably smart. kick some ass. Plus tough.
Okay, and can I use... it's when I inflict harm I can use that. Oh, no. When you inflict harm on a monster, you can aim for a weak spot. Can I use my precise strike?
Yeah. What does that look like?
He's going for a headshot.
Headshot, yeah.
Going for a headshot. I roll plus tough, which is the same, right? On a 10 plus. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, so I have a negative one.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so that is a 7 minus 1.
Okay, a 6.
So that's a fail?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it is. No problem. On a miss, you
level
get
up
your
soon.
Ass kicked instead. Yeah, you guys are going to level up real soon. If you survive.
It was my dominant eye. I just forgot. So I actually just...
fire wildly off to the other side. The zombies are now closed in. And because the snake has been on your face for so long, mm-hmm. you suffer one harm from it biting into you.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Jungo and Colton, there are three zombies now within close proximity and one right on top of you.
Seeing Jacob start trying to shoot, I'm going to go for the door.
Okay, like the gate or...
Yeah.
Okay, so you are going kind of like around the zombies to circumvent that and try and close the door.
Yeah.
All right. Familiar with the baby gate, you begin to make your way over there. Yeah, I think, honestly, it's not too hard. Are you trying to do... Obviously, you're trying to avoid the zombies, but are you trying to do anything else while you, like, run around?
Maybe pull some of their attention, just so not all of them are charging onto Jacob and Jungo.
Yeah, you can, like, make some noise or something like that.
I take a swing at one as I'm running past, just to, like, try and distract them, and then maybe one of them or two will chase after me.
Yeah. Act under pressure. Roll plus cool.
7.
Seven, the keeper is going to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. As you move closer towards the zombies, trying to kind of circumvent them, you realize that they are too close for you to kind of dodge without getting hurt. But more importantly, they're kind of, you would be leaving Jungo and Jacob pretty vulnerable. So if you want to go and close the gate, you can do so, but you are leaving them in a bad position.
There aren't any zombies near outside the gate, though.
That we can see, yeah.
Then I would probably... I'd leave the gate then and try and distract more zombies to pull more attention from Jungo and Jacob.
Okay, awesome. I'll actually say, give me a help out roll. Plus cool.
Oh no.
Five.
Okay.
That's a, with a plus two to cool.
Ooh. On a miss, you expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping. You do your job very well. You distract the three zombies incredibly well, and they are right on top of you. Jungo.
All right. I've still got the one that I was initially keeping off of Colton. Okay. I'm just going to, seeing what's happening, Jungo is going to like realize that we have to like kill them quickly before I help them. I'm going to try to like, get my copper fork out of my arm, blood vessels like popping in my head, that, like force out of my skin, and I was going to grab that fork and just jam it up in, like, into his jaw, if I
awesome.
Can.
Awesome. Yes, for sure. Kick some ass.
Let's do it. Ooh. That's a six total.
Oh my goodness. You get experience.
Yeah.
And the zombie that you have pulled off of Colton turns around and actually uses the momentum with you and kind of falls on top of you. The fork flies out of your hand, kind of scattering across the porch.
My fork!
You are now kind of pinned down on the porch.
Great.
Dr. Jacob.
This is going well.
All according to the script.
This wasn't supposed to be 30 seconds of the whole thing.
No.
No, definitely not.
Never is.
Can I remove the snake? Can I remove the snake?
Yeah. Act under pressure.
To remove a snake? Yeah, okay.
Sorry, what else do you want to do on your turn? Maybe is a more question.
I think...
Move the snake, kill all the zombies, close the door.
Yeah.
In one turn.
In one turn.
Yes. I think I can do all that.
19d6.
Okay, well, I got five here, so give me a second. Okay, I think I'm going to follow Jungo and take reach into my pocket and pull out my scalpel. And I'm going to... Can I remove the snake and attack a John Boyd?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, well, then that's what I would like to do.
All right. Kick some ass.
Rip the snake off, and then Jungo's fairly near to me, eh? Are you on the ground?
Yeah.
I am on the ground.
He's near
now,
to you
yes.
on the porch.
Okay.
You're both on
I'm
the
gonna,
ground, I think.
Yeah. So I'll scoot over onto him and jab at the same one he's going for.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
And I'm going to use my precise strike, because it's my attack's bad anyways. Here we go.
Okay. No!
No way! No!
I rolled two ones again.
Oh no!
We're gonna level three in no time.
Yeah, he's gonna survive this.
I only need one more snake and I'm there.
Yeah, I need one more fill and I'm level two.
And on a miss, you leave yourself open to the monster, it says here on Precise Strike.
Yes, you do. You turn over, you drop the gun, pull out your scalpel, whip around to Jungo, and another snake comes out. Both of your eyes now have snakes on them, and you are blinded. You're not able to get the other snake off.
Oh, good.
And so
why are there so many damn fucking snakes here?
It comes out from behind
The travel it hurts.
Worst part of the apocalypse. Worst part. Fully and completely.
I haven't seen a snake in months, and I show up here and there's nothing but fucking snakes.
I'm lucky if I don't go a minute without one of these guys.
I see that.
Oh my god.
I got so many snake bites, I'm like a strainer.
My, oh my. I have to give you another harm. I'm so sorry. From both of the snakes biting your eyes.
My poor old eyes. My glasses didn't do a thing to deflect them.
No. Need some safety glasses. That's what you need. Wear those big chemistry goggles.
Walk around with a scuba mask.
All the time. Maybe even a face shield for the real, like, the real long walks.
I'm thinking Colton needs to go here.
I'm going to try and fight off the zombies. Yeah, the three zombies that are on me, I'm going to try and fight at least one of them.
Okay, how do you want to go about doing that?
Can I try and... I'm going to say that when I got swarmed, I dropped my gun. So I'm just going to try and, like, claw at one.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to kind of a more feral place, you try and kick some ass.
Eight
will be a hit. You've done it.
Success. No level two for you.
You inflict harm on each other. How much is your claw?
Three.
Three?
Yes, because it's two, and then I get to add an extra one because I'm the best.
The best.
Also, I reach up with, like, my good arm and, like, push his head off, and then my left hand, the zombified one, comes up, and I just, like, punch it across the face.
You, like, actually break the jaw. It kind of, like, hangs off to the side like a broken hinge just on one side, and it just headbutts down into you, and its top teeth kind of puncture into, like, your shoulder, dealing one harm. But not enough to hurt ya.
Mechanics question.
Yeah.
I'm reading. I also have armor, and it says one armor. Is it just, can they say one-to-one cancel out for harm?
Yep. Yep. Okay. That's exactly how it works. Yep. So that earlier one you wouldn't
you
have
also
taken.
Get divine armor. Yep.
That's awesome. Sweet.
Got my character sheet.
Hey, we're all learning. It's all good. Three harm dealt to this thing. It's already looking bad as Colton makes a swing on it. You get up. What else? That's kind of like your turn, your action. But you get up, ready yourself for the other two. Jungo or Dr. Jacob?
I want to try to get this guy off me. And I want to, as my way to do harm, like, it's a porch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to try to swing his head into, like, one of the beams.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because it seems cool to me.
Yeah, absolutely. You try and, like, swing him around, knock his head into it.
That's another six.
Level two yet?
No.
No. I'm still too
close. No. I'm still two away from level six.
Two away.
I was actually really well last time. This time, though.
Holy smokes. It's no joke. Like, when these zombies are on top
panicking.
Of you, you realize you are in it. Jungo, you try and scramble and move out of the way. You actually... can't get any leverage on top of this zombie. It has you pinned down. It digs its claw in, and because you were trying to flail around so much, you've left yourself in a really vulnerable position, and you see its head rearing back, jaws open, ready for a bite.
Oh boy.
Try and stop the bite.
Yeah, you can.
I'll shove my fist in its mouth.
You will have to kind of escape the ones that you are at and get over there, precisely strike before the bite can happen. You can try.
There's four of them, and there was one on Jungo, one on Jacob, and two on me, or three on me and one on the two of them.
If I recall, there is one on Jungo. There are two snakes on Jacob. he actually doesn't have any zombies on him. Yet.
Jacob Two Snakes. That's what we call it.
Jacob Two Snakes.
Gummy Jacob Snakes Loomis.
I think I will try and get in to prevent the bite.
Yeah.
okay. whether or not I do any harm to it or not, just because I'm distinctly aware of how bad getting bit is. That's like something. It's like when I see one going for a bite, I'm gonna try and get, like, even if I can just shove my hand in its mouth so it bites me instead of him.
Okay. Act under pressure as you are trying something under conditions of particular stress or danger.
Well.
There we go. There we go.
On a 10 plus, you do what you set out to. You move away from these zombies and realize that you actually are a little far away from Jungo, not able to really close the distance. You grab your shotgun, slam it into the mouth of the zombie right as it closes around the barrel. I'll say with that 12 plus, you can pull the trigger and that thing is a dunzo.
Think of the shotgun, swing it around.
No biting!
Jungo, you have been saved. This spray of blood and viscera all over top of you, but it could have been you a few moments later.
Thank you. That was super cool.
Except for the teeth, they suck real bad. And I go back to the two zombies who are, I'm assuming, right on my tail.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Jacob, you whip around, unable to see what's happening, but hear a gunshot go off.
I turn to Jungo as, like, the snakes are still attached and I kind of flop on my face.
Did we get him?
Yeah, we got him. We got him. Do you need some help with those?
Yes, please. And I'm going to try to yank the snakes off my face.
I'll try to assist. I'll try to pull as well.
You're gonna help.
I'll try to help pull the snakes off.
Our first help mechanic is snake related. Never mind the gun. Also, I absolutely picture Loomis just like waving the gun around blindly. Did we get him?
Did we get him?
No, I'm just waiting for, like, yeah, I'll pull the snakes off my eyes. More snake eyes. Just rip your eyeballs.
Just two eyeballs come out still in the snake's mouth. I will say that with Jungo's help, you are able to pull the snakes off without harming yourself too much further, along with the help of Jungo.
Okay, thank you.
You kind of take that moment, Jungo helping you. You don't have to roll for it.
Okay, I'm going to pick. We got what? Three more or two more?
You have three more. One of them has been gravely injured.
Jungo, are you? Do you need? You need me to patch you up? Are you doing okay?
I'm fine. Are you okay?
I feel quite sick, actually. But I think we're gonna deal with the zombies.
Yeah, I might have something though. I'm just gonna use my lay on hands ability on the doctor.
Oh, all right. Yes.
And then I'll let you go, doctor, after that. I have to roll a cool roll for this one. Put my hand like where the snake bites are, and like there's gonna, you know, like this like ectoplasmic ooze that's like kind of like makes up a lot of my body. It's gonna like start to sift into those little bite holes. Maybe this is something we've done before where you said you have all those snake bites. You're like, they're all kind of like just like scarred back with this ectoplasm kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They're all like marked on his arm with dates and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. That's an 11 total.
Damn. Nice.
So on a 10 plus, heal 2 harm or an illness plus they're stabilized.
Whoa.
You touch 2 harm?
2 harm or an illness and you're stabilized if you were unstable.
I am back to full health and I had 2 harm.
Wow.
Hey, that's big. Cool.
You feel a cool ectoplasmic jelly over your eyeballs and you wipe it away and you have 20/20 vision again.
It's all time.
Jungo, since you showed up, the snakes have been just less of an inconvenience for me and I really appreciate that.
Thank you for saying so. I hate them just as much, but they haven't bothered me at all yet. I'm just waiting. Any day now.
Feeling so left out.
One day they'll bite me.
One day.
Yikes. I got full health. I think I'm just going to go for jab my scalpel into an eyeball.
Okay. You want to go for the one that's already been hit?
Yes.
Go ahead and give me a kick some ass roll.
This time I've got you.
Hey, okay, that is an 8 minus 1, 7.
Okay, Hey, you did it.
Success. That's a success. My first.
This one charges towards you on its like last legs, kind of limping towards you. It's just thrashing as fast as it can with your arms. You jab your hand into its eyeball as fast as you can to try and get through to the brain, but it does claw at you, dealing one harm.
Okay.
But you do, in fact, kill it.
Excellent. One down.
So there's two down total, right?
Yes. Yeah. Two more left untouched so far.
But I see Jacob go and stab the other one. I look at the other two. I'm like, you keep your motherfucking mouths closed. And I can't imagine just go swinging at him.
All right. Give me a roll.
Seven
will do.
You guys like to play it on the edge, eh?
Oh, just barely.
The thing is, kick some ass, like tough. I got plus zero, so it's just
okay, that's what it's just straight roll, baby.
And I'm rolling like shit.
Oh man. Deal harm and take harm. Your claw is three, right? Love it. Do you go?
Seeing the doctor is okay. I'm just going to assist Colton and attack the one that he had just attacked as well.
Perfect.
I'm going to grab my fork that I've scattered, and then I'll go do that.
I'll say you can either do a help out roll, or sure, you can do a kick some ass, depending on what you want to do.
Let's kick some ass. Let's do it. That's a six.
I think we're all one away from leveling up.
I am now one away from leveling up.
Yeah.
I was just trying to catch up.
It happened soon.
Wow. I have rolled four so many times. It's overwhelming.
You see Colton do like these cool things, and then you're like, all right, I gotta get in there too. you go forward with the fork, and the knockback that Colton kind of does on the zombie just kind of trips you up a little bit, and you don't manage to actually make any kind of connection, kind of missing both of them somehow.
Oh no. Oh. <All throughout.
laughs> Sure, you trip. You fall to the ground, and one of them kind of like kicks into you for a harm. Joel, you want to do anything?
Yeah, I think Jacob's hot on Jungo's tracks as he's running. He's chasing behind with his scalpel. Seems to have some success. Thunk, down goes Jungo. But Jacob, let's see if he keeps going to make an attack.
All right,
you got this. You got this.
I'm gonna use my precise. I'm gonna do my best. 8 minus 1, 7.
Still at 1.
Charging forward, you take your full momentum with you as Colton is ready for another attack, ready to just ice him. You come barreling in and just totally eviscerate him, tripping over Jungo in the process as you all three kind of fall to the ground. You will take a harm as well,
okay,
as you kind of engage in the combat, but otherwise killed that zombie. One left.
Nice.
I will also remind you of the help out action, an action to add numbers to your friends' rolls.
No.
No. Do you think I need...
That's not the way to level up here.
We're here for levels.
This is XP grinds. This is what this is. We trap zombies in the yard.
Yep.
Yeah, we trap zombies
in
the yard.
Wait a minute.
Grind zombies.
40 levels.
It's not like I had enough opportunities to get another snake to my face. You want me to roll more?
You got one zombie left. What do y'all want to do?
While Jacob's tackling us all to the ground, I'm going to like turn and just like kind of try and wildly shoot at the one that's behind us.
Oh boy.
All right, perfect.
Oh boy.
Kick some ass.
Wildly shooting.
I got one more round in my shotgun, so I'm going to try. Blow this thing's head off.
I love it.
7.
Yeah.
Just barely again. Squeaking by. You shoot this thing. What's the damage on the shotgun?
3.
3 as well. Okay.
It's 3 close and messy.
Perfect. Yeah. Blood and viscera shoots out. You shoot off like both of its legs essentially, and so it comes crawling towards you with just like the top half of its body.
That's the worst.
But it is looking quite hurt.
Can I throw my fork at it while I'm on the ground to finish it off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fork.
Absolutely. Kick some ass.
All right, please. Please hit. No way did I roll a 6 again total. Oh, no.
I rolled four. Can I help?
I rolled four times. Oh, my.
Can I help?
Not after he's rolled.
Not after he's rolled. Okay.
Actually, I will let you do it after he is rolled. However, if you do not succeed,
you both
now both of you will be in, well, you will both level up technically in this case, but you'll be in a bad way.
There's very only gains, Dr. Jacobs.
We gotta do it.
We gotta try.
I'm gonna try to just like kick it on the ground a little bit to get it to simmer down so we can land the fork.
Hey, stop it.
Hey.
Quiet down. So what do I roll?
To help out is cool.
Here we go.
it's a
six.
Hey, we did it! We leveled up!
Now yes. I'm the only one who's not level two.
Yes. Level two. Level two. Little did Nick know, we were gonna speed run this game.
On a failure, you expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping.
He's got me legs. What's he gonna do?
Dr. Jacob.
Yeah.
As you try and kick at this zombie on the ground.
Get down there, you little. Hey, stop it.
They bite into your boot.
Oh, boy.
Good thing I have steel toe orthotics, because my old bad feet.
That's canon.
It's canon. Sorry.
Oh, is that how this
was discussed?
Canon. Choose your left or your right foot.
I think, well, he already kind of walks with a cane sometimes. I think his right foot was his bad one. So, probably left foot, yeah.
Gluttons for punishment, you are.
Walk with a cane sometimes, wheelchair now.
Now my right leg is just going to have to get meaty strong.
You feel a pain in your left big toe as you feel something pierce your skin.
Do I see a zombie biting his toe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Can I try and hit it while it's biting? So I'm like, no. I said no biting.
Stop it. You're not listening.
You just want to whack it?
Yeah. It's only a while, but...
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Go for it.
Join us. Join us.
Wait.
Level no. two.
Level two.
TPK.
I rolled a 3.
We're so bad
we're
at
so
this
bad
game.
So bad at this game, dude.
You guys, there's another part to this story.
No, we just wanted the first bit, and then we would move on to the next.
You're still inside your freaking fence.
I think we may have a 25% success
we're
rate.
We're grinding the levels. We're grinding the levels in the fence.
We have to make sure we all got the level 2 before we moved on. This makes sense.
I'm just a regular dude, and I got bit by a zombie in my toe. I'm dead.
We'll fix that.
Now you can be like me.
that'd be fun.
Try to punch the zombie.
Punch me in the knee. I said, no biting.
My knees.
The zombie kind of gets jostled free of Jacob's foot and then goes to attempt a bite on you.
Bring it, bitch. I'll bite you right back.
Jungo, you have a moment to act. What do you want to do?
Well, since I threw my fork, I had a sudden epiphany upon the ground as I did level up there.
Mm.
And I'm going to choose another divine move as my improvement. And I'm going to choose the smite option. My body and my fork always count as a weakness against the monsters I fight.
Oh.
My unarmed attacks are too harm, intimate, and messy. And I'm just going to grab my fist and I'm just going to try to...
You huck your fork. It just fucking misses. It's gone. It's
my
like,
fork.
You hear it bounce off a tractor somewhere, like way off in the back of the farm somewhere.
And I can see a tractor from here.
There's a cat. You're like, I haven't seen a cat in forever.
Push it out, snake.
Yeah, yes, the cat snake.
Classic. All right.
And Jungo, as you get up to bring your hands together and double, like, hammer fist this zombie over the head, the fork flies back into your hands and you chop down.
So I can't miss this. I can't miss this canonically.
Well, I will say, if you do miss, you might stab into Jacob's leg.
I rolled a total of...
Go for
of
the left one!
I rolled a total of 11.
Ooh,
oh!
Amazing. Okay, you can choose an extra effect with this. So you gain advantage, plus one forward, inflict terrible harm, suffer less harm.
This guy looks pretty wounded already, right?
Very, yes.
I'll give the forward to Jacob.
Okay.
Because this, my body is a two harm, intimate, hand messy.
Yuck.
My body is intimate and messy, as we all know this. And I'll just plunge that fork and my double hammer fist so that his skull is a soup upon the ground.
Squelching sound, the breaking of bones, and a final exhale from this creature. Jacob, you feel your heart beat, skip slightly.
Uh-oh. Yikes.
What happened?
I need to go inside, I think. And actually, he probably is just taking off his boot.
Yeah, you take it off. You remove the sock underneath. You find that your toe has been bitten. The wound is already festering and pulsing slightly. It looks already infected, and you can see dark veins kind of sprouting from around it very slowly. You see your entire big toe has been covered by these black veins, and it is moving very, very slowly up your foot.
Okay, so I have something. I want to do something. I look up at Jungo.
Jungo, you gotta stab my foot. Give me the fork.
Sure. Okay, here.
And I jab it in right at the base of my big toe.
Okay.
Alert.
You all see Jacob doing this. Is there anything else you all want to do?
Based on when I was bitten, do I remember roughly how long it took for it to really start spreading and like how it spread?
Yeah, you know that within 1 hour of being bitten, it's pretty much on the dot that someone will no longer be themselves when an hour has passed. It spreads from the infection point, and kind of once it's spread to the heart and kind of gets sent through the system quicker, that's kind of the end.
Can I read a bad situation?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Definitely can.
That is a 9 plus 2, 11.
Okay.
I did a success.
You can hold 3.
Okay, I can hold 3. So my theory was, because the copper we know kind of diverts the virus, or the virus doesn't like it at least,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was hoping that the fork in my toe might be like a bit of a barrier, might buy me a little bit of extra time because mm-hmm. it is like an isolated bite. But now I get my bad situations, right? So what do I have for that?
Yeah. So you can hold 3 of these questions. What is my best way out? Any dangers we haven't noticed? What's most vulnerable to me? And what is the best way to protect the victims?
What's the best way to protect an old man who's been bitten?
You've done some research into the infection specifically, and with your medical background, you know that amputation can work if it's an isolated bite like this. It's, you know, amputation itself can be a little sketchy, but if you do it properly, it should be okay, and kind of cuts it off and isolates the virus just to that body part, essentially.
Right. I think Jacob kind of knew that that was going to be the case.
You do see, as you have already jabbed the fork into your foot, you take a minute and you see those darkened veins kind of stop right at the copper and very slowly begin to almost like work their way around it like a yeah. dam, like water being diverted by a dam.
Right.
Boys, help me up. We gotta go inside.
Does it look like it's spread far enough that if the toe is cut off, it's still like it's past the toe, or could you still cut the toe off and it stop it?
Looks like you could just do the toe.
Then you have a scalpel, right, Jacob?
Yeah, I got a scalpel on me.
I should be like, there's no time, and I'm going to go for the scalpel and go to cut the toe off.
Jacob, do you do anything?
I have a hacksaw in the basement. We could use that.
There's no time.
Medical.
Yeah, I think Jacob grabs a stick from the yard, tosses it in his mouth, and just...
Go away!
Okay, Junko, are you doing anything?
I'm just going to prepare to try to stabilize him when he begins to bleed out from the cut.
Yeah, you just kind of like rip a bit of clothing and get some bandages kind of ready to go. So, okay. okay, Junko, roll to help out. Plus cool.
Plus cool. Nine.
Nice. On a 7 to 9, your help grants plus one to the roll, but you also expose yourself to trouble or danger. Okay. Colton, you grab this scalpel. Dr. Loomis puts a stick in his mouth and kind of nods. You've got a perfect marker.
Fork.
A fork is. You are going to do a kick some ass roll.
No.
On Dr. Loomis, but you are going to get a plus one.
Perfect. After my struggles in my previous fights today, I'm going to say, trying to fight off the zombies and like, my heart's racing. I'm trying to save these people. The zombie infection has spread a little more into my chest. It's still like, it's on my left side. So my left side of my rib cage is like completely visible and you can see like my internal organs and you can see my heart. It's still fine, but everything around it's spread more. And with that, I become more monstrous. Ooh. So I use my unnatural or unholy strength. Whoa. And that is an 11.
Whoa.
There we go.
That rolling weird clean up. Instead of tough.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, plus weird instead of tough. And the plus one from Junko.
So 12 with the plus one.
Whoa. Huge. Okay.
Crazy.
With precision, you kind of find the perfect spot, take a second, and then just chop down really quick. Loomis, you feel a slight pinch. And then, Junko, you quickly apply first aid, successfully amputating Dr. Loomis's toe.
Yay!
You all take a breather from this crazy scenario. We are going to actually do some level up mechanics or end of mystery mechanics. So I have some questions to ask you guys. Depending on how many you answer, you will get experience points for those. So did we conclude the current mystery? And that mystery being the zombies inside of the fence and that we're attacking Colton.
Does that count as the mystery?
Yes, we've concluded that they're all dead.
Yes. Good job. Did you save someone from certain death or worse?
Yes.
Probably. Almost definitely.
You were going to become a zombie.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Did you learn something new and important about the world?
Yeah, there's way too many fucking snakes.
There's a lot of snakes.
Spooky,
a lot of snakes.
Spooky amount of them. Call me Dr. Snakes.
Did you learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you definitely did. You learned a lot about all of you.
Did we?
We are not clutch. That's what we have learned.
Yeah, you learned you're bad at fighting. Each of you gets 2 experience points.
That is a nice little mechanic. We should include that in every game we play from now on.
Maybe a little 3 by the end of this.
A little quiz after every combat.
Sure.
A little quiz.
2 XP, eh? Wow.
It's announced 4 more times now.
Wow.
Let's go.
Easy.
Yeah, that's why I was debating not like leveling up one of my stats, because I kind of want to keep them low so that I can get more experience.
Yeah.
I mean,
boost all the other things first.
I think maybe what you guys should aim for is succeeding first, hey?
No. The best way to learn in life is by failing.
That is true.
I'm desperately scanning through these playbooks, trying to find something that will make me at least useful with a gun. And I can't.
Do you guys have on your characters that you can take from other playbooks?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
I was debating doing that. I think for next level, I'll have to skim as well.
Yeah, so you have a bunch of options to level up there. Another important mechanic within Monster of the Week is getting equipment. and the way we can categorize that equipment is through different tags and the like. So, I have developed an insane D100 table of things, scrap things that you will find in and around the world in the apocalypse. So, to start, however, you will have access to basic things. We'll say the farm is kind of a treasure trove of a bunch of things like, oh, you can get some scrap wood or metal, or, you know, you need some nuts or bolts for this, or some duct tape, or, you know, like, all of those things you can get. You don't need to really scrounge around too much for those things. But there are some very special things that you've kind of collected over the years, Dr. Loomis. And so, the way that this is going to work is you will be finding these items. Some of them will be slightly useful or more useful just upon finding them. Some will be things that you can hack and slash and combine together into some crazy apocalypse machine or weapon or vehicle or whatever. We're going to get pretty buck wild with it. So,
okay, sweet.
They're all kind of randomized. However, the 90s get weird. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
60.
60. Okay. Kind of cleaning up the bodies, moving them over to a little dump pit that you have kind of going on.
Dump pit.
I don't know. What do you do with the bodies? I shouldn't be telling you this. What happens? What do you guys do with the bodies?
The problem hole. We throw them in the problem hole. We got a problem. We just throw it in the hole, usually.
The problem hole it is.
That's what it is.
Not my ranch. I don't question these things. I just put them in the hole.
Colton, you kind of look around in some long grass and find a coiled up hose and three of those like sprinkler heads.
Okay.
They're in decent shape. The hose doesn't appear to have any holes in it. And you can essentially like connect these three together and chew water through them or whatever you want to do with it. This one doesn't come with any specific tags, but if you guys start to combine things together, you'll roll for that, and then the tags will be applied.
How long is the hose?
Oh, it's like 100 feet.
That's a lot of fucking hose.
It's lying
in the grass.
Yeah. It's coiled. It's tall grass. It's very
just those snakes in the hose.
I found a 100-foot hose with three sprinkler heads just chilling in the grass.
Oh yeah, Colton, I threw that out. I thought it might be a big snake, so I put it away.
I put it away?
Put it away in the grass.
I rolled. And I rolled a 96.
Really?
Yeah, I can take a
screenshot. Okay, I trust you. I trust you. What are you doing to kind of help this kind of clean up and getting started for the day and stuff? And you might have like normal things you start your kind of day with.
Well, normally I would try to cook. Because the doctor is doing doctor things. Whip up something, come back out, see that they're playing with a large hose that's been out there for who knows how long.
Right before you kind of head out of the house with the snacks, you're just kind of exiting the kitchen and the pantry was left open while you guys were running inside. And you kind of out of the corner of your eye see a box at the bottom of the, like, kind of tucked away in the back that you haven't seen before.
Hold. Quickly divert my squirrel-like attention over to that box, and I'll approach the box.
Pull it out from under this pile of stuff, and it hasn't been disturbed in a while. It's kind of like dusty, and it looks like all of the markings on the box have like a stamp on it that say like prototype. And you read the label that's kind of on the top, and stamped over top of it saying prototype. You see the title Turbo Roomba.
You say turbo or turtle?
Turbo.
That's where I hide my shame.
That's the shame box.
That's where Jacob hides the big suck.
The Turbo Roomba was a colossal failure. Killed like 8 kids. Very bad. Sucked them right up.
So I will, like a waiter, come out with this plate of snacks in one hand and the Turbo Roomba in my other hand.
Oh, no. Put it back.
Guys, look what I found.
No. My day wasn't bad enough, and now you bring up my
What do you mean? It's a turbo Roomba. It sounds cool.
What exactly does a turbo Roomba do?
It gets you a lot of lawsuits.
Aside from that, like, what's different between a turbo Roomba and a normal Roomba?
This one will remove your floorboards if you're not careful. It's for industrial applications only, not for the household.
All right, so we got an industrial Roomba, 100 feet of hose, and 3 sprinklers. There's got to be something we can do with that. There's got to be.
So, sorry, was Jacob's the 3 sprinkler heads? Or the hose? That was yours.
It's
okay,
mine, yeah.
The hose and the heads. Okay, yeah. Okay, so we still got one more piece of the puzzle.
One more.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not saying these pieces all fit together.
They do. They have to.
No, they do. They for sure do. Yeah, no, for sure.
Don't have to make something out of
They
beast.
Have to,
no,
Nick.
Yeah, no, we do, yeah.
Okay, I guess then me, right?
Yeah.
All right. To be fair, I thought of an idea already.
Oh, come on, stay on the desk. It's rolling. We're going to get there. Come on. It's basically a circle. I rolled a 2.
Does that count as an experience point?
It should.
No, it does not.
It's the second worst thing I could roll.
It's not a scale of bad to good. Just the 90s are a little weird. So you're okay.
Okay.
It's just like real life. The 90s were a little weird. Jacob, curious about what else could be kind of tucked away under the pantry where you want nothing else to be found. Kind of dig around in there, and you pull out an old football helmet.
Football.
Who's on it?
That's
or
up to
like
you.
Or like what is it? Is there a team?
It could say the sports team.
They have a team besides the Vikings, Nick. Name a team besides the Vikings.
Panthers.
Are there any snake-based teams?
The Vipers.
The Vipers.
It was a local team.
It was the team Jacob played for back in his youth.
That could be. I remember the old pigskin, throwing it, kicking it. Wow.
Wowee.
Wowee.
Is this armor?
This is armor, but specifically for your head. So, if you take any damage that is specific to that area, it will protect you.
Does it have
you.
A
Other
visor,
that,
or can the snakes get through the fucking face mask?
Right now, they can get through, but modifications in the apocalypse are all the rage.
Oh, snakes got nothing on Jacob.
And he slaps the helmet on. He's ready for war.
All right, so I'm thinking we set the turbo Roomba loose in the yard to try and get rid of some snakes.
The hose is made of rubber, typical hose. Doctor, do you have any like acid that doesn't dissolve rubber but will dissolve zombies? We can funnel it through, put the sprinkler heads on the Roomba, and just have it be like a walking turret or a Roombaing turret.
Acid hose.
I fucking love how me and Justin had I had the exact same thought. Yeah, I'm like, my God, it'd be cool if we could put the sprinklers on the Roomba and just fire shit through it. Acid would be sweet. No, acid would eat through the hose. We can't use acid. Water doesn't work. We gotta think of something else. And then I just like wrote it off. I'm like, that's too dumb. We thought of it anyway.
I had the exact same idea, but with gasoline. Flamethrower.
Why not?
Hey, I'll be honest. Turbo Roomba will eat anything in its path. It doesn't even need acid. Anything.
It'll eat anything in its path. So it's not like we've won the game. We have Turbo Roomba.
Well, you can't control it. It can't be controlled.
It can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped.
Will it eat through the fence?
Nope, it's got bumpers on the front.
Perfect. I think we just let it loose in the yard and just that'll take care of the snakes.
You know, Colton...
If nothing else, the snakes have been a big issue.
Colton, that's the best idea I've heard in maybe 100 years. That's amazing.
I do think the snakes have been much more of a problem than the zombies so far. They seem to impact quite severely.
In the past 12 hours, I've been bitten 3 times. 3 times!
See, and I think we can combine a couple of these ideas. If we set the turbo Roomba loose in the yard for the snakes,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Set up some sprinklers at key points to funnel gasoline to spray on the zombies if they come in the yard, then we can light them on fire easier.
That's a good idea.
I like that.
Or if we have any other fluids that will fire out without destroying the hose and or the sprinkler.
And we know zombies are, they combust like anybody else, right? They go up in flame?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So are you setting up just the one turret thing, or are you setting up the sprinkler system and then the Roomba separate?
I think the Roomba will be on snake duty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a free roamer.
It'll just roam the yard, eating all the snakes and everything else in this path. And then when we got 100 feet of hose, we could split that up into three. So we have all three sprinkler heads in different areas of the yard. I mean, gas might be a little much.
Okay. For zombies, what do we got?
Well, are they allergic to water?
Does salt affect zombies?
Does salt? That's a good question. I don't know.
One way to find out, I go get salt and pour it on my hand. My zombie hand.
It's fine.
What about pepper?
A little paprika.
Holy water. We can bless the water system and just spray holy water across the eye.
Can we grind up copper and put it in water? Does that work on you?
But if we put pennies in the water source, will that be enough to affect the water?
I'll bust my piggy bank open.
How many pennies you got, Doc? I got three.
Okay, well, I have about 8 years worth of pennies. They took them out in the later half.
Is that a unit of measurement?
8 years of pennies? Yeah, everybody uses it.
you don't collect pennies on a regular basis that can be documented across a time period?
Does that mean 8 pennies, like one a year?
So before y'all were around, we had pennies, and then they got rid of the pennies, and then they brought them back later. I had 8 years where I collected pennies.
But like, okay, indeterminate amount.
Yeah, over the 8 years, how many pennies did you collect?
And if you say 8 years again, Doctor.
How many pennies fit in a bread box?
How big is the bread box?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
About the size of a loaf of bread. Be a lot of pennies. 8 years, guys!
Smash cut inside. You open a bread box, pennies just pile out. If you want to set up like a reservoir and then put the hoses out and put a bunch of pennies in there to have it like soak and like...
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could do
it. I think we should save one hose for gas and or acid, if it were up to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's your hose, Doctor.
It's not my hose. It's our hose.
Thanks.
You are going to each roll a d6, and you are going to add someone's sharp.
I got plus two.
So it'll be Jacob, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So Jacob, you're kind of heading up this. Each of you is going to roll one d6, and we're going to take the best two.
Okay. Yeah. That's a six.
Six, three, two.
Okay. A nine.
11. 11 with the plus two.
Oh, right. 11 with a plus two. Okay. So we're going to pick two different tags. Here's the list of tags. You guys can kind of choose two, okay? I'll only do the ones that make sense. Area can hit multiple foes. I think you can choose either far or close, depending on how you want to kind of set up the pressure. There is a fire tag. So if you wanted to have one of them do that or whatever, you can do that.
Spit flames.
We should maybe save one hose for fire, right?
Well, I mean, we only have one hose, but we can split it into as many hoses as we'd like, depending on how far we need to go with them.
Innocuous, doesn't draw suspicion. Loud enough that it draws attention. I think those are the only ones that kind of make sense for these.
Area and fire?
Either fire or far.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to make fire work, though.
Yeah, I worry a little bit about the gasoline bit.
Because eventually... it'll just be the grass that's covered in gasoline, and that'll get lit on fire, and then all of a sudden the room is on fire, then the house is on fire, then we're on fire.
Flaming turbo Roomba is maybe the scariest thing on the planet.
I think if we're going to light the turbo Roomba on fire, we should put it outside the fence.
Yes. It'll be a second apocalypse, though. Do we want that on our conscience?
We'll see.
We'll
see.
I like area. I also think innocuous is worth considering as well.
My only concern with innocuous is that the zombies, they don't think that much.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
So they probably won't notice it regardless, unless it's loud. I'm not sure how we make the sprinklers loud without putting, like, bells on.
Kind of like a world question. is zombies like the primary threat, or is there like raiders as well?
There are raiders. For the most part, you haven't seen too many in this area. They do come through every once in a while. So it's like, it's always a thing. The majority, probably like 70-30, is zombies.
Okay. I'll stick with area, and you guys can pick the other one.
I think area, I think I kind of like the idea of far, right? Is one of the other ones?
I kind of think area and far would be the best, because like it would get area and close, but we don't want them all that close.
No.
Yes, and with the far, we might be able to hose down the fence as well and keep them off the fence at the same time.
That's a good point.
And we also got to figure out what we're putting in the hose.
Now that we've got these pennies, we can maybe...
You have the penny water now.
The penny reservoir.
8 years down the drain.
I mean, you still have them.
In the drain.
In the drain. Thank you.
So, you set up your copper sprinkler system.
Before we set it up, can we fill like a jug with water with like a handful of pennies, and then I'll stick my hand in to see if it actually does anything?
That's a good idea.
Just in case it doesn't do anything. Yeah.
Science.
You know, it's just metallic tasting water.
You stick your hand in, and it begins to hiss and kind of bubble a little bit.
Ooh. I'll use that. That hurt like a motherfucker.
Amazing. You set up the system. You do it. It's a pretty easy setup, and you're just kind of jerry-rigging the source of water, so it's not too crazy. This will have to be manually turned on by you guys, unless later on down the road you automate it somehow, but just so you're aware. But it goes up without a hitch. You do a test or two, and it looks like it's working out great. The Roomba is...
That's quite loud.
I feel like there's just no grass in the yard. It's just fucking dirt.
It's just dirt now.
Listen, loud was the least of our concerns, okay?
Maybe we should have the Turbo Roomba on at like only certain parts of the day.
What does the Turbo Roomba run on? Like, is it like a normal Roomba that... Is it a normal Roomba that like has to dock itself and charge itself? Or is it running on some sort of weird supernatural thing?
It's run off the tears of children. I have no idea. It just never stops. It just... You can't stop it.
You somehow made a Turbo Roomba, and you have no idea how it runs. You just know that it runs forever.
Listen, Galton. Listen, it was a dark time.
When did you make this?
I don't know. It's been too many years.
Wow. You blacked out completely, made a Turbo Roomba, and then just hucked it in a pile of shame.
Hey, different strokes for different folks. Am I right?
I mean, yeah, I guess so, yeah. That's, yeah.
And you're a zombie boy. You don't see me making a fuss.
I mean, I didn't do that, though.
Guys, it's okay. Let's not fight, okay?
You can't prove I made the Turbo Roomba.
Well,
I mean, you're not wrong.
Based off your conscience, it does seem like you built it.
You seem the most concerned about it, so.
Yeah, and you know a heck of a lot about it.
But also, surprisingly... little about it, which is concerning.
Yeah.
Like you know it's really bad, but you don't know why it's really bad.
Should have just left it in the pantry.
Where does the stuff it sucks? Do you have to like empty it?
Yeah, is it like a black hole situation where it just sucks forever and you never find out anything about it?
Code name for the project was Maw of the Deep. We don't know where it goes. It's just gone.
You guys designed a project called Maw of the Deep, and what came out of it was a Roomba of questionable intent.
There is for sure
purpose.
Some like eldritch being inside that Roomba.
Listen, the world was collapsing. We were all going a bit squirrely, okay? Some
are
of us
you
abandoned.
Sure this wasn't what collapsed the world.
No, this was definitely post. Yeah. You don't get it this kind of shit during normal life, no.
So post zombie apocalypse, you guys created some sort of horror Roomba. That just sucks forever and...
Doesn't need to be emptied.
And runs on...
Hate.
We don't know. The sun.
Hate.
Or
maybe. Maybe the sun. There's no panels. The idea was home defense. You know, it's like, oh, skitter around, get the Cheerios off the ground, but also, om nom nom, zombie gone as well. Two birds, one problem. It will eat birds. I've seen it. I've seen it eat birds.
I am surprised that your two problems after the zombie apocalypse started was Cheerios and zombies.
Question for the Turbo Room is...
It doesn't speak any known languages.
No, I know. I'm asking more for you.
I mean, it might.
It might. How
It seems to do a lot. Did you try and talk to it?
Is our yard slowly getting, like, sunken into the ground because it's, like, sucking the dirt, too?
It's about 2 centimeters a year. We'll lose about 2 centimeters a year. In, like, 80 years, we'll be at sea level. And yes, Colton, I say I don't know if it speaks languages because we learned early on, don't underestimate the Turbo Roomba. We lost too many that way.
I feel like I might be overestimating the Turbo Roomba. What did we just set free in the yard?
It was in a box for a reason. Oh, maybe now we'll know what it fears. Nothing is my inspection.
We might need to put like a flag on that or something so we can see where it is. For approach. Sure.
Or a bell. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah. Like we should probably put something on that so we know, so we don't go to where it is.
Yeah. It's sneaky too.
Why is it sneaky?
Why does it have personality traits?
Night mode.
We have to move on.
It's got a night mode.
Why did you put a night mode on the horror Roomba?
Okay, we have to understand it wasn't a horror Roomba to begin with. It was good. We were going to help humanity with this guy.
It was good.
It didn't work. That's why it was in a box in the closet. I was hiding it.
Also, but how did you turn it off if you don't know what runs it?
I don't know. Maybe the darkness did it. Maybe it gave up. I don't think it can ever give up. It's waiting.
So, like, do you think it might just turn off on its own at night when it's in the dark?
I've never seen it standing still. Does that answer your question?
What the hell was it doing? How was there a pantry left? It was in the pantry, not standing still.
Wait, I guess it wasn't on there.
Something about the box, maybe.
Yeah, that's why I want to know. How do we turn it off?
I feel like we'll let it do its thing for a bit, and then we'll revisit this conversation.
I don't have the answers. Okay?
We've unleashed something we don't understand. Maybe the doctor will think of a way.
But if it gets rid of the snakes, I'll take anything. Anything.
I'm just concerned it might get rid of more than just the snakes. Like, it might get rid of us if I fucking wander in the yard in the middle of the night and then all of a sudden it night modes out of nowhere and fucking destroys me.
Oh, certainly don't go out by yourself at night. That's a terrible idea.
But if it's so brutal, why would me going out with somebody else be better? I feel like we'll both just die then.
Witnesses.
I don't know. Also, Did we just set up a fucking Roomba to destroy our whole sprinkler system that we also just set up?
No, it's fine.
Like, it takes the flooring out of the house, but it won't take the sprinkler out of the yard fence?
We'll keep the hose, like, above it.
So we gotta raise the hose and the sprinkler system off the ground. The Turbo Roomba's gonna ruin our fucking trap.
You know, I think we're trapped in here with the Roomba, if I'm honest.
Oh no. The quest to move on so
fast. I'm so tired from laughing. The problem is we're also probably gonna have to cut most of it.
No!
This is so long! This is the best part!
So long! We'll do a Roomba cut.
No,
this is the best part.
What is any episode when the time hits, whether we do something or just talk about a Roomba the whole time?
You have gathered these items. Colton, you think back to last night, those green flashes, and you know that they're not that far away, and you still don't really know what was going on there. But you do know that could be a potential threat.
I would close the gate first off, since we haven't done that yet.
Yep, for sure.
Watching out for the Roomba, I'll head back to the house. So yesterday when I arrived here, as you saw, I was running for my life, and I appreciate your assistance in that. But there was something that I saw out in the woods. I'm not exactly sure what it was. There was a bright green flash, a very long zombie-looking boy. Not exactly sure how to feel or think about that, but concern comes to mind.
Junko, have you seen any flashes? Night, or I can't say I have.
I don't think so. I haven't really noticed anything myself.
And you, Colton, you said this was a different zombie with
It didn't seem like, oh, it didn't look or act or seem like a normal zombie. It was coherent. Yeah, pointed at me.
Can you take us to where you saw it? Maybe we can find something? If there's a new creature lurking in the woods, it'd be best for us to know.
Yeah, for sure. It's just up the hill in the clearing, in the trees there. And then I'll walk over to the edge of the deck, look around to see if I can see the Roomba.
I think it's in the back.
All right, we're good. Let's go.
Is there anything you guys want to bring with you?
Probably the gun.
The gun's a good idea. Yeah, I'll get the gun.
Maybe like a net while you're in there?
A net. For?
To catch it? I don't know.
I only have a butterfly net. Will that work?
You should bring a face mask or goggles of some kind to keep your eyes safe from the snakes.
Snakes, good idea. And I'll go inside.
Outside the fence, there's still snakes. There's no Roomba out there yet.
Oh, yes. Well, and thank goodness the Roomba isn't out there. For all of us.
It's yet to be seen if the Roomba being in here is better than the Roomba being out there. Because we still have to sleep in here.
We're trapped in here with it.
Which I feel like one of us might have to be awake at all times now.
Taking watches for the Roomba.
Make sure it doesn't somehow get in the door.
All right, you gather up all of those supplies and you head out towards that clearing. Okay. Trudging through the unkempt forest eastward for a few kilometers, the three hunters take in the view of the wild nature around them. Due to the severe weather, much of the South Canadian continent has been taken back by the flora and fauna, although with much more force and vengeance. Thorns and vines grow back larger, trees swallow buildings, almost seeming to target the structures. However, none of the plants grew back quite as plentiful as the super peas, a resilient and bountiful crop that provides most of what you eat in the apocalypse. They're found almost anywhere soil is, and sometimes where soil isn't. A couple hours pass, and just as you three lose sight of a herd of neon zebra, Colton, you recognize the area you saw last night. It's a small clearing, without any large trees, overgrown and hardly special from anything around it. The ground is uneven and full of dry leaves, and you can clearly pick out the spot where you saw this being floating and the flash of green light from its hand. Most interestingly, Colton, you don't see any sign of the zombie whose neck you snapped last night. There's hardly an imprint in the grass. This scene lies before you. What do you all do?
Can I investigate a mystery?
Mm-hmm.
I helped Jacob out by pointing out where I saw the floating figure and what I saw.
Perfect.
All roll right, that help. Here we go.
Roll the help, Seamus, first.
11.
11, amazing. You get a plus one to your roll, Joel.
I rolled a 10 plus 2, 12 plus 1 is 13.
Let's go.
Show me the zombie.
Rolled well. When information was pertinent, I'm so happy. You begin to point out where you saw this figure, where you were, and you all kind of begin to investigate this scene. You realize that it's a partial kind of clearing because this was cleared. You begin to move some of the kind of tangled brush and shrubs out of the way, and you find a very, very old, mostly sunken into the ground graveyard. You see a number of headstones kind of within the area. And as you look closer, you find all of the graves are open, but one of them is open and it doesn't have a coffin in it. So the rest look like something burst out of their coffin and dug their way out. And one of them looks like the coffin itself was removed. This headstone doesn't have a name on it or anything, but you can kind of make out some of the partial words carved into it. And it describes some kind of death in water. You get this little poem thing at the bottom that says, "Sailor true, lost to the sea, forever lie on solid shores." And because you rolled so well, you also discover that the coffin looks like it was dug out with some kind of a specific tool. It looks like it's making very specific markings, and they look like large claws. You investigated the hell out of that space.
I really did. Does the coffin, the grave that doesn't have the coffin, does it look like, if this just happened last night, I would assume the graves look fairly fresh. Does this one look like maybe the dirt's dried for a few days already? Like it was a few days prior to these other graves?
It looks like actually all of these graves look to be like not yesterday old. They've been open for a little bit already, including the coffin one.
How many graves are, and is it roughly the same amount as the amount of zombies they're chasing?
No, there are far more. There are 24 graves total.
Do these graves, are they all around a typical date? You know, do I see dates from way back and some from more recent, or is this...
Yeah, no, they all look to be like old enough and around the same time period. Not all like the same date or anything specific like right. that, or the same year. And there's nothing new for a while.
Yeah.
So it looks like it was just discontinued after a certain time. Maybe it was because of the apocalypse. Maybe it was discontinued before. Not entirely sure.
Right.
You kind of uncover a lot of these clues, and as you're kind of trying to piece them together a little bit, you're looking at the graveyard and the different areas of it, and you find a small, what used to be a small path, and you see kind of like drag marks in that direction.
Drag marks originate from somewhere specific, like the grave without the coffin in it?
Yeah.
Does it look like a coffin was dragged or a person was dragged?
Perfect coffin drag marks. Almost uncanny.
Is the coffin list grave roughly right where I saw the long boy?
Yeah, around there.
Wild how these things keep lining up.
Isn't it nuts?
I can't believe it.
It's almost like there's a mystery to solve.
Well, Scooby-Doo and the gang, this is bullshit.
Colton, did you say that it was floating?
Yeah, roughly about 10 feet off the ground. I was looking at his fucking tootsies.
Nice.
Rippers.
Walking sticks.
To be sure, yeah. Wow, well, sticks is a fucking accurate description, my man.
Should we check this path?
It seems kind of like the next logical step, but it also kind of seems like it might be a trap.
Read a bad situation.
I think we get the Roomba, send the Roomba down the trail.
Yeah, read a bad situation.
And the long boy was never seen again.
If you want to try to communicate with the Roomba, be my guest.
8 plus 2 is 10.
Ooh, hold 3.
Hold me.
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
That's a good one.
What is the biggest threat?
Roomba. We never can ask that question again. We know the answer.
We already know the
answer. It's true. I'll just cut it.
Or no, just ask what the second biggest threat is.
The second biggest threat.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. So what's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers? Haven't noticed. What's the biggest threat? What's most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect the victims?
Threats we haven't noticed? Yeah, hit me with that.
You kind of peek your head down the trail a little bit. And the one thing that you didn't notice is that it's quite hindered from view. It gets quite thick forest-wise as you kind of go in deeper. It's not necessarily going to hinder your movement or anything, but your line of sight does get a lot shorter here.
Okay.
Should we take a look?
I don't see harm right now.
I don't see harm, but I feel like we need to.
The base is covered. No one's getting in there. Nope. So now's a good time as any.
Let's stay close and take a look.
Take the lead, because I feel like I may be the hardiest fellow.
Yes, I've sustained a certain amount of injuries.
Do you want me to carry you, doctor? How's your toe?
Doctor, are you still hurt right now? Or like, are you fucking bleeding out while we're walking around here? Is your toe just leaving a trail?
Yeah, my left foot's... Well, I think it's bandaged up, but I'm not walking on it right now.
I can give you a piggyback.
Yeah, should Jenny go carry you?
No. I'm okay for right now.
You get the room out here, you can ride on that.
I don't want to get anywhere near it, okay? I want to be very clear.
You need like a walker or a wheelchair or something?
might need some crutches. I think I have some in the infirmary, but we can... I'll stay a little back, and if things go, haywire, and he pulls out the gun, I've got the gun, you know?
I mean, the gun's long enough, you probably use that as a crutch.
You can use a crutch, yeah.
That's a good point, actually. Now I have a cane and the gun.
Cover the tip of the barrel so it doesn't get filled with mud and shit.
Tennis ball.
There it is, yeah. Perfect.
Awesome. Okay, so with Colton leading, Jungo following up, and then kind of trailing behind.
I feel like we put the doc in the middle.
Oh, okay, sure.
For safety purposes. You're only as fast as your slowest member, and he's for sure the slowest member, so we'll keep him in the middle, keep pace. And while I'm walking, I'd like to investigate it.
Oh, you certainly can. Also, just so you know, if you act on any of the answers from the read a bad situation roll, you get a +1.
What was the one answer we got?
It was that your sight lines are a lot shorter here. It's much thicker and it's harder to see.
With that knowledge, keeping with the tight group, we'd move it slower and I'd be scanning everything.
Yeah. So investigate a mystery and add that +1.
Nine.
Nice. Okay. You get to hold one. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? What is being concealed here?
There's so many good ones.
This is a hold as well, so you don't have to ask one of them right now.
I'm going to hold
okay
for a bit until we see if we see anything more.
Perfect. You continue slowly to push through the woods, trees feeling like they're kind of closing in around you, just giving you a little bit more paranoia. It's about noon right now, kind of this high sun. You're getting a lot of shadows. You almost kind of bump into what looked like a large rock, but actually appears to be hewn stone. It looks like a cracked and toppled down pillar, half sunk into the earth. Venturing cautiously further, more and more of these hewn stones half appear scattered through the forest floor. Eventually they become taller and less destroyed, and you three find yourself standing amongst ruins. It was either a very large building or a collection of small buildings, you're not quite sure, but as you all take a quick look around, kick some rocks over, you uncover an old and rusted, broken iron plaque. It's mostly illegible, but you can make out some of the letters, and you know that it's 3 words total. The first word you can make out an R-C-H, second word you can make out an O, and the third word you can make out an I, a T, O, G. What?
Rachotigi.
Rachotigi.
I'm not familiar.
I'm going to use my investigative mystery to ask what is being concealed here.
Oh. You follow the drag marks, which seem to end for a moment when you get near these ruins. You find a stone slab that kind of rocks. It's kind of like not set perfectly. It kind of like teeters a little bit. It's large and heavy. Probably weighs like it's a large slab, probably weighs like 500 pounds or something, but it is teetering, and that kind of just catches your eye, and you see drag marks going right up to it, and then they stop.
Looks like we have found somebody else's kitchen or sofa situation.
Can I try to lift the rock?
Yes.
What are the chances you think that they have a turbo Roomba down there that's going to get us?
Nobody else has a turbo Roomba.
Good. That's one of a kind. Reassuring. Okay. That's reassuring.
Thank goodness.
I think we should try and lift this slab and see where this trail leads.
Yes, I think so.
I think so.
I pop on my helmet. Sticks, you know, got to keep them out.
All right, Doc, get it.
All right, I'd like to move this rock.
Okay, you can't do it.
I will help.
Friendship.
The three of you, and it does take all three of you, you are able to heft the rock and slide it across the ground, scrape it out of the way enough to reveal a staircase of stone that leads down into darkness.
They've got their own hole.
You think this is like the hole that you have where you put things you don't want anymore?
I thought it was more like my basement, you know.
What'd you call that again? The problem pit?
Yeah. It's where I put my problems.
Okay.
I think this is the problem, like a problem pit, a pantry of shame, or a basement of secrets.
Basement of secrets, if I had to guess. This looks like a basement I could get down in. Well?
I mean, we've already come this far. We might as well keep going.
I do feel a little sick.
Oh? I can help you if you feel sick.
You know, Junko, that might be nice, yeah.
Okay. That is a 10, so I can either heal to harm or an illness, plus you're stabilized.
Ooh.
Well, I will take 2 harm. That sounds great.
You feeling okay now?
Yeah, right as rain.
Okay, you first then.
I don't think that is the best idea.
I agree. I was just joking. It's a joke. Haha.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess let's see what's down here.
Peripheral question. You said the guy floats, right?
Yeah, 10 feet off the ground, roughly.
It's kind of funny that he has stairs when you could just make like a pit because he could just float down it, but...
It's hard to say until we get down there.
Let's go.
Okay.
I run full speed of bombs. Close my eyes, sprint down the hole.
Are you going same order?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You take your steps down into the staircase. It gets dark quickly, and you have to put your hands kind of out to the sides to feel your way down. And it does turn and twist slightly in different directions. And then you see a dim light at the end. Flickering bluish light. As you get closer, you see a doorway that leads to a small foyer. Peeking in, you can see a lavish underground marbled floor with a beautiful inlay in the center. Pictures of oil paintings in gold gilded frames, perfectly preserved, are hung on the walls. Through the other side of the foyer, you see it open up into a few different hallways. And as you enter into the room, you read the insignia on the floor, fill in the blanks, and find out that you are in the Church of Scientology. A green light flashes down one of the hallways, and you hear a screech.
Tom Cruise was right!
I knew Tom Cruise the whole time.
Incredible.
Apocalypse Tomorrow is voiced by Seamus Dack as Colton, Justin Vijay as Jungo, and Joel Enns as Dr. Jacob Loomis. This episode was assistant edited by Joel Enns, and cover art is by Connor Walgoose. A special thank you to Solomon Schlegel, of course, and I have been Nicholas Friesen Enns. I edited the episode and was your keeper. As always, thank you for listening. I've gotten some truly heartwarming feedback, which is kind of crazy because this was all really just for us four to listen back on, but I'm glad that others are enjoying some of our crazy antics. Episode 3 really cranks up the intensity, and our hunters uncover information that makes them question everything. But this little snippet is just some goofs, so enjoy! Bye!
I feel like calling over there for some reason.
As if it will answer our questions.
Yeah.
Huh. Walking down the third hallway, you see.
I have a sneaking suspicion that this summoning circle is going to be in Eden.
You think?
And it's not going to be a good place.
Walking down,
but it's called Eden.
You're in the hallway. You're there.
Yeah, you remember the last Eden? The last Eden wasn't all that great either.
It had snakes in it.